ورحمة الله وبركاته. We started recording. Now today we're going to talk about active voice and passive voice. Who knows the difference between active voice and passive voice?
One's active, one's passive.
Yes, what is meaning?
One is like a verb, one's like...
It depends on who's talking.
One's a direct, one's not direct.
Yeah, okay.
Subject one.
Exactly. One has a subject, yes. One has a subject, the other one doesn't. You know? If we'd say...
these are the emails of kids in your
Okay. So, if the door is not known, then it's passive voice. So, if we say akala, what is akala? Huh? The meaning of akala? Akala. Means eight. Is it eight or eight?
Eight.
Akala Muhammadun. Muhammadun. Does it have tanween at the end? Does it have tanween at the end? Muhammadun. Can I ask you to move here, please?
Me?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, akala Muhammadun, how come it has tanween?
It doesn't have the alif lam.
It doesn't have the alif lam. And then it tuffahat. At-tuffahata. Now, I in brown, I put the tashkil that is relevant to the i'rab, which means that it changes. Changes from one sentence to another, okay? Not the inside tashkil. In other words, the inside tashkil would be akala Muhammadun at-tuffahata. The red one does not change because it has nothing to do with grammar. The red one, but the brown one is the one that's changed. So who is the doer here? Who's the, what is it? Fa'il, the subject, the one who did the eating.
Muhammad.
Huh?
Muhammad.
Muhammad. Okay.
But are you recording?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is subject. Subject or fa'il or the one who did the verb. The one who did the verb. The one who did the verb. Okay? Subject, fa'il, the one who did the verb. You got it?
Yes.
Okay. So that is... this one is marfu'. Marfu' bil what? Huh? Bil dhamma. لأنه اسم مفرد لأنه اسم مفرد So subject which is فاعل It's مرفوع بالضمة Because it is Don't be shy and don't interact with the class because it is ism mufrad. So ism mufrad marfu' bil dhamma, right? If it's double, then it's marfu' bil alif. Okay. If it is plural, then it's marfu' bil waw. Okay. Now, if I change this. And say, أكل أو أكلت التفاحة. So instead of أكلة becomes أكلت. أكلت. Here, this is the brown. التفاحة.
أكلت.
أكلت. أكلت. التفاحة. التفاحة. Okay. أكلت التفاحة. The apple was eaten. The apple was eaten. Who ate the apple? Well, we don't know. Passive voice. Passive. Somebody, I don't know who is he. He, this person, ate the apple. You got it? So here, this is the verb. And this is a passive verb. Passive voice verb. Verb. Okay? And this is becomes the subject. So this is becomes the object. I'm sorry, this is the object. So passive voice verb, which is مبني للمجهول. مبني للمجهول. للمجهول. مبني للمجهول. Okay, this one here is مبني للمعلوم, which is active voice. And this one is passive voice, object. Okay? All right. Now, you notice something. We added the ta. Why did we add the ta? Okay, here the subject was what?
Muhammad,
and is it boy or girl?
Boy.
So we have no ta here. Now, here's the object is what?
Girl.
Which is feminine, which is a tufaha. So we add the ta. You see what I'm saying? أكلت التفاحة. So فعل فعل. So the rule is فعل becomes فعل. So فعل becomes what? فعل becomes فعل. So that's the rule. Remember when we use فَعَلَ and فُعِلَ, we're talking about the rule. Instead of saying X, we're saying فَعَلَ. We always use فَعَلَ to explain the rule. All right, so let's see here. If I say I'm going to make a word, okay, and I would see if you guys can convert it from active voice to passive voice. Okay, if I say نام or ضرب محمد أحمدا. So if we say ضرب محمد, ضرب محمد أحمدا.
ضرب محمد أحمدا.
Why Muhammad and Ahmed? Why do they have tanween? Huh? Why Muhammad and Ahmed have tanween?
Because there's no alif lam.
Because there is no alif lam. Are you following me? Okay. So where is the subject in ضرب محمد أحمدا? Where is the subject?
Muhammad and Ahmed.
The subject, is it Muhammad or Ahmed? Who did the beating?
Muhammad.
How did you figure it out?
Because
it has Dhamma.
Yeah.
That's right.
She
said, MashaAllah. Because it has Dhamma. Okay. And this is like this. Let me actually keep it brown instead of red.
Yeah, you should. So the Dhamma was on Ahmed and the
custom was on Muhammad. It'd be Ahmed hit Muhammad? Yeah. It's going to be the opposite.
Oh.
محمد محمد أحمد ضرب محمد أحمد. And sometimes we write أحمد like this, but I don't want you to learn it this way. Actually, let me just let you learn it so that the tanween like this. Okay, now we need to convert daraba from passive voice into
active voice.
I actually said it the other way around. I want to convert daraba from
active to passive.
To passive. That's right.
So
daraba becomes
daraba.
It's like, as I said, the rule fa'ala fu'ila. The rule is fa'ala fu'ila. So daraba
Doriba.
That's right. Good job. Doriba. So instead of da ra ba muhammadun ahmadan, so it becomes doriba. Doriba ahmadun. Duriba Ahmadun. Duriba Ahmadun. You okay? Ahmadun. Now you notice that Ahmadun is the object changed from Fatha to Dhamma.
Oh, I mean Ahmad is not a subject.
Because in the object now is substituting for the subject, right? The object is substituted for the subject, which means that this to be treated like.
So what does it mean Ahmad hit someone?
No, Duriba Ahmadun means someone hit Ahmed.
Yes, someone hit Ahmed.
Yeah, who's that someone?
We don't know.
We don't
that's
know.
Why it's passive.
Yes, that's why it's passive. That's right. So we say Ahmadun, object, replaces subject. So Ahmadun is object substituting what?
Subject.
Right? Dania? Okay. Okay. They rhyme, by the way, Dania and Samia. Okay. Where's the clock? No clock. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to give you an example, and I want you guys to do it. Okay, we're going to say zara'a, zara'a. We're going to say zara'a. So, what is the meaning of zara'a? Anam, come here. Zara'a means, don't forget your homework. Zara'a means, huh? Zara'a.
Planted,
that's right. Zara'a means planted. So, zara'a. Okay, zara'a. Zara'a. Al-fallahu. What's the meaning of al-fallah? Huh? The farmer. زرع الفلاح عنبا or نخلة. What is نخلة؟
نخلة.
Palm tree. Palm tree.
I love palm trees.
The farmer. Planted a palm tree. A palm tree. Okay, the farmer planted a palm tree. Okay? So the farmer is the, where's the subject here?
The farmer. Subject is the farmer. And the object is the palm tree.
Okay. So now,
which means farmer has
the
double
dhamma. Fallah. Nah. La. Okay. The ha of al fallah. It takes what?
What's
the tashkil?
What does palm tree mean? Which one is it? Is it the
I'm sorry.
Left, right, this, dhamma.
This one here takes dhamma. What?
That one is that
dhamma.
Was that palm tree?
Why here is dhamma?
Because it's the subject.
So
because
farmer.
It's the subject.
You gotta tell me this. I don't know if these folks.
Right. Nakhla is here. We put so here we put
a double fetha.
Dhamma. Okay. Nakhla.
A double fetha.
Double fetha. Yes, tanween. Why tanween? Because there's no alif there. Yes. So this is how we know the subject. This is how we know the subject. The subject is
The subject is the farmer.
The subject is the farmer, right? And the object?
This is the tree, the palm tree.
The palm tree. Good. So what is the Arab rule for al-fallah? Is it dhamma?
It's what?
It's dhamma, right?
Yeah. Good.
Why? Because it's marfu'. So you say marfu' bil-dhamma. And here, mansub bil-fatha. So marfu' bil-dhamma. Mansub bil-fatha. How do you know that? If you bring out the noun chart, look it up in the table, the table will tell you. The noun chart. Okay? The table will tell you.
Wait.
No, that's the verb chart. The noun chart. That's right. That's the noun chart. That's right.
So it says that the farmer planted a palm tree, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What if it is a farmer planted a palm tree?
A farmer, then it's going to be.
Then would it be
falahun?
Falahun, because then there's no elephant.
Yes. Good job. Good job, Mazen. Okay. Planted. Okay. The farmer planted a palm tree. The farmer planted a palm tree. The farmer, now, who will do the job of converting this from active voice? Active voice means the doer, the subject is the farmer. To passive voice.
Oh, someone planted a palm tree.
Yeah, no, you don't say someone. You say, a palm tree was
planted.
Was planted. So how do you do it? Huh? Let's
do,
pick you.
Okay, it'd be Zuria. Zuria.
So Zara'a becomes Zuria. Like this one, fa'ala for ila.
زرع
نجلة. زرع
نجلة.
زرعت نخلة. That's right. زرع. Now I'm going to put it on the board and ask you. It's almost right, but there's something here. زرع. نخلة. Okay. So now it's زوري. زرع. نخلة.
تون.
A palm tree was planted. Palm tree is one word? No, two words. Right? Now, there is one error that needs correction.
Which error?
In the sentence, in the passive voice sentence, which is زُرِعَ نَخْلَةٌ. زُرِعَتْ. MashaAllah. Why?
Because it's...
نَخْلَة, the object.
It's a...
substituted for the subject, right? And it's نَخْلَة, it's female. MashaAllah. So, زُرِعَتْ. زُرِعَتْ نَخْلَةٌ. Remember, the تَشْكِيل goes into the last letter of the root. So you don't say زَرَعَتَ.
Wait, we have to add a ta on the end?
Yes, because نَخْلَة is female.
نَخْلَة.
Now you're talking about the nakhla, and the nakhla is
a female.
That's right. What's your name? Iman. Samia. Dania. Right?
Anam.
Dima. Anam. Oh, I know Dima. And? Iman. Raisa. Sadia. Or Sadia. Sadia with D, right? Sadia. Okay, I'll try to remember that. Okay, now bring out your piece of paper. Bring out a piece of paper and do this quiz.
No. I just have titles and one more test.
So, حصد. الفلاح الشجرة.
Excuse me, he took my notebook. That's mine. He took it.
Mazen, are you crazy?
I'm getting a piece of paper.
Why did you take somebody else's?
Because I asked her. She said yes.
You asked nicely.
No, I didn't say yes.
I asked her nicely. She said sure. She said sure.
Well, we believe her because she's the owner. So she's the owner of this thing.
But I asked her, she said, okay.
It's
okay. Then I took it, she's like, oh, you took
my number. Put your name on the top and say, Hasada. Hasada means, Hasada al-fallahu al-shajarata. Okay.
I got you.
Okay. So حصد الفلاح الشجرة. حصد الفلاح الشجرة. Convert it into passive voice. Convert it into passive voice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello. What does that say?
Is it a
hasada? You know what hasada is?
No, no clue.
Harvest.
Number 5 is the quiz. What does it mean?
Oh, you're talking about hasada?
Yeah.
You know the harvest.
Oh.
Hasada means harvest.
And we're changing this into active, passive.
Yes.
Okay.
Means harvest.
Al-fallahu. Wait, who harvests what?
Al-fallahu is the farmer.
Fallahu, farmer.
So that's subject.
Farmer is the No.
Yeah, the farmer's harvest. What do you harvest?
Yeah, the subject is the farmer.
Shajara. What?
Object.
That doesn't make sense.
The farmer
harvested,
I guess.
He harvested growing.
The tree.
He does it. You can't pick a tree, you can cut a tree.
I want to convert this to the tree was harvested.
Okay, I can
do
that.
Wait, is it fun? Or what?
Now you write down the answer. Write down.
It's the same one as here.
Isn't that supposed to be a fatha?
Which one? Al-fatha is the subject.
Yeah,
subject is marfu'. Marfu' here is dhamma.
We just have to change the little things on the top of the line, right?
You need to convert it into a passive voice, just like we did here.
Okay.
So you can see this example here. Okay. This is like 3 minutes quiz.
What's shajara?
And you keep the quiz paper with you because we do other quizzes during the class. So at the end we collect. The farmer harvested the tree. So you want to say the tree was harvested.
That's what you have to write in Arabic?
Yeah. I'm just adding the message. I'm just adding the English just for your own to explain. Okay. So who's done?
Wait, I'm almost done.
Wait, do we keep the
You keep the words. You
the tree, the farmer.
The shki, huh?
The tree was harvested.
The tree was harvested. Yeah. How do you say it? Harvested.
Harvested.
Harvested. Okay. So, now.
Do we have to put the definition?
The definitions? No, they're just fun. To make Arab, you mean?
I did it.
Huh? Okay. No, you stay there. Hosi that?
Ash-shajaratu.
Ash-shajaratu, that's right.
You said
it's that. Hosi that? You can't connect the ta with the dal.
I have one question. Is it
El-Shajaratu
or is it
Ash-Shajaratu? It's Lam Shamsiya. So Ash-Shams, Ash-Shajaratu.
So that means it should be this.
The Lam, no, the Lam is silent.
You just saw it like this?
Yes.
Ash-Shajaratu. Okay, thank you.
The Lam is silent. This is Ash-Shajaratu. Okay, so who got it right? Hosidat, isn't that past tense?
Correct.
Hosidat, ash-shajaratu. So, hosidat, ash-shajaratu. So, what are the changes now?
It's
What happened? Hasada became husida. Hasada became husida. So zara'a became zuri'a. Ta'ala became fu'ila. So husida. Husida. Now, because the shajaratu is female, we add what? We add ta. So, got it? Did you get it right? Did you get it right? Your name again?
I got it right.
Huh?
Raisa.
Raisa? Mm-hmm. Raisa. Did you get it right? You got it right? Okay. Okay. Now, keep it with you because I'll give you another quiz.
Right now?
Yeah. Okay. Now, you notice this is a passive, I'm sorry, this is a past tense. This is a past tense. The past tense, fi'l madi, is what? Mabni ala al-fatha. Right? Mabni ala al-fatha. Where is the fatha here? The fatha doesn't go on the ta. The fatha goes on the what? And hasada. The fatha goes on hasada. Do you know that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because this ta is added. So the fatha goes on hasada. Okay? All right.
Why is it Tamakuha?
Huh?
Why isn't it
Because the ta is always in this. This is how you memorize the red ones don't change. So it's part of the language. Is that Hosidat Ashajaratu. So we don't put anything on the ta other than sukun. And this sukun does not change, has nothing to do with the definition or the grammar. It's always that in this scenario it always has a sukun. Just like this one has fatha, a kasra, and this one has dhamma, fatha, fatha, fatha. These red ones are part of the sentence itself that you need to remember. Okay, now I am going to make a slight change and ask you to do the same thing. The slight change will be Hasada Al-Fallahu Al-Shajaratayn. Hasada Al-Fallahu Al-Shajaratayn. Ja-ra-tain-ni. The brown here, the brown here. Okay, ash-shajarataini. Ash-shajarataini. It is single or double?
Double.
Now, because it's double, it's mansub. What is it mansub? I'm sorry. It's double, and double, if double is mansub, then it becomes ya or alif. So, ash-shajarataini is correct. Ash-shajarataini. Is wrong. You got it? So if you say ash-shajarataini, that's wrong. If you say ash-shajarataini, this is right. Who can say why?
Because it's double.
And the double, mansub, the mansub double is what? Has yet. Has yet. So this yet is because. This yet is because of the Arab. Because of the Arab or because of the definition. Hasad al fallahu. Ash-shajarataini or ash-shajarataini. Ash-shajarataini or ash-shajarataini. Okay. Now, you do it as a quiz now. Convert this into passive voice. Passive voice. Okay, the only difference is the object. Right, Anna? Can you convert to passive voice? So shajarataini becomes madan. It's a quiz.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. In the same paper. In the same paper. So change this into passive voice. Let's see who gets it right. Ah. Now, the object is substituting for the subject. The object is substituting for the subject, as usual. So, if the subject was marfu', the object is becomes marfu'. Ah, who's done first? Yeah, go ahead. Okay, say it.
Okay,
or hold on, let me look at it. Good job. Raisa, good job. Okay, who else is done with it? You done with it, Mezen?
No, I'm not yet.
You're doodling? Are you done? الشجرتاني, that's right. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Okay. So the answer is, now be honest, don't change your answer. If you have done it wrong, keep it wrong. So it is حصدت الشجرة تاني.
It's not tiny.
حصدت الشجرة
تاني. Can it be tainu?
Tainu.
No.
Why?
So الشجرة تاني is مرفوع now.
Why?
Because it's مرفوع. Now it became مرفوع. Remember? See here? It was mansub. Look here. Look here. It was mansub. We made it what? Marfu'.
How is it mansub?
Mansub with fatha. So we make it marfu' with dhamma. Do you understand? The object substitutes for the subject. So the object becomes marfu'.
Oh, so double object is mansub?
Yes. Here. الشجرتاني. If you put الشجرتاني here, then it's wrong. Then it's wrong. الشجرتاني is correct. You got that part? So what did you learn here? Is that because it's a double, if you don't know that the double is مرفوع بالألف and mansub and majroor bil ya, go look at the noun chart. If you have the noun chart, look at the noun chart and look up double nouns. No, this is the verb chart. Yes, this one. And look at the double noun in the table. Double noun. Double noun is marfu' bil alif. And mansub and majzum with ya. Ash-shajaratani, ash-shajaratani. Okay? All right. One more quiz.
One more, but the last double.
Oh, okay. All right. So you guys, give me...